If you have your Bible, turn with us this morning to Revelation chapter 21. Revelation chapter 21 for just a little while, and we'll try to give you what the Lord has given us. Revelation chapter 21, the Bible says, verse 1, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, and neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said," now listen to this, "Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." I want to preach just a little bit for this morning, if God will be our help, on this thought for a minute. What's new? A new outfit. What's new? And a new outfit. As we look at this morning, we see John as he's writing here, and he's speaking about old things that are passing away. Old things that used to be, but they're not going to be no more. Amen? I'm glad when God saved me, praise God, He took some old things that used to be, and they're not no more. Amen? He made a difference in my life. He began to outfit me, if you will, for the journey. I was thinking on this, Brother Chris, as I was thinking on and studying on this, I thought about when I used to get ready to go hunt. I was thinking about Brother Bill, and they loaded up the other day, and I headed off into Canada to go up there and try to kill one of them big old white-tailed deers up there, you know, where them biggins grow. And I got to thinking about that, how we get set, and we start to pack up, and we start to get ready for that journey. We start to get ready for that outing that we're going to go on. And as I come by there, I believe it was Tuesday it was, I seen Brother Bill, and all he had the four-wheelers and everything. So he was aligning things up and getting ready to go. Amen. He was going to have him some adventure. He was going to have him a time. He was going to go do something, praise God, that he enjoys doing, something that he had been looking forward to for a while. So he began to prepare himself. Amen. I've been there and done that. Amen. I began to prepare myself. I used to love to hunt them old white-tailed deers. God took that off of me. I don't have that burden no more, but if you like to do it, praise God, it's all right. Brother Charles likes to go, and I like to eat the meat. Amen. He brings it back. Praise God. We'll eat it. Amen. Brother Bill brings back, and we'll eat it. Amen. Praise God. It's good stuff. But as we as he prepares for this, as we think about that, they had to prepare and make preparations for the trip, for the journey, amen, in order to be successful when they got there. Amen. Now, if he had just gotten the truck, hopped in the truck, if he had left his rifle behind and his four-wheeler behind and his all his utensils and food behind, he had got up there. Number one, he'd have been hungry. Number two, he wouldn't have had nothing to get to the hunting place in. And number three, he wouldn't have had nothing to shoot one with when he got there. Amen. I believe there's a whole lot of people today, praise God, that's not preparing in our Christian life. And when we're headed down the road, but we're not going to be preparing, praise God, for when we get there. Amen? It's time that we stop back. It's time that we slow down a bit and realize they got to be a little bit of preparation for the trip. Amen. And the more, the more we prepare for the trip, the more we're prepared for the journey, praise God, the more we're prepared for that outing, praise God, the more we can enjoy it when we get there. Yeah, amen. Does that make any sense? I mean, that's probably a crude example, but praise God, that works. He said, John says one of these days, praise God, he said, Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you. He said, if I go to prepare a place for you, brother, he said, I will come and receive you unto myself. Now, where I am, there you may be also. He's talking about that new Jerusalem, praise God. He's talking about that place, praise God, that's prepared in heaven. Amen. But it's not going to stay there. See, that place prepared, praise God, is unique to heaven. Amen. One of these days, it's good. The Lord's going to drop it down however He does it, praise God, and it's going to come down out of heaven. Descending down. Amen. That place prepared. Amen. Can you imagine Praise the Lord. Have you ever seen one of these Christmas trees that's all adorned with all the lights and the tinsel, everything that you can put on it? And some of them things look so magnificent, so elegant. But I want to say, praise God, it won't hold a candle to what heaven's going to be. That New Jerusalem, praise God, is going to look like. That place that God's prepared for a prepared people. Amen. Who's preparing for the journey. Amen. So we got to realize, praise God, what he's saying here. He said, this is going to pass. He said, heaven and the earth that we know of is going to pass away. Amen. And there'll be no more sea. Now, I don't know how God's going to, praise God, he's making provisions. Amen. And as he said, John saw the holy city. What is the holy city? New Jerusalem. He said, coming down from God. Now, notice it's unique. Coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for husband. It's outfitted. Amen. I want to say today, praise God, in your hearing, that God is outfitting us today for the journey. God's outfitting us. God, and we can't even comprehend it now, but one day in a while we will. Amen. He's putting us an outfit. All those old things is going to pass away. Hello. Amen. I don't do the things I used to do. You said, preacher, you're talking about your hunting again? No. Amen. The hunting was okay, praise God, as long as I done it in moderation. Amen. Amen. You know what I'm talking about? As long as I done it in moderation, as long as I done it in the right way. As long as I didn't rob God with it. See, I never took my tithes, praise God, to buy me a new boat or buy me a new gun or a new bow. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm prepared, praise God. Those things, hey, used to, I would have. But I don't no more. Amen. God changed me, praise God, from inside out. Those old things I used to do, the used to desire, praise God, are gone. And I've become a new creature in Christ Jesus. A new creation. What are you saying? My outfit's changed. Amen. I used to have on that old outfit. I believe there's a lot of folks today, praise God, we need that new outfit. Amen. What's your outfit look like? What are you dressed up like today? Amen. God gives us some examples here, praise God, of what it needs to be like in order to enjoy that place that He's prepared. Amen. To enjoy the place prepared. God's getting us fixed up. He's putting us on an outfit. Amen. He's adorning us, praise God, for Himself. Amen. He is. He said, and what we got to do, Brother Rex, we got to get rid of that old outfit. That old outfit that we used to wear. Hello? It's a hindrance to us. But praise God, when we get that new outfit, it makes a difference, praise God. And not only can we see the difference, but everybody around us begins to see the difference. You say, preacher, what kind of outfit do we need? We need one that's new, that's different, that's unique. Amen. It's God-given. So if that's the kind of outfit that we need today, what kind of outfit do we have on now? That's a good question. Let's see what the Holy Ghost of God said about that. Over in Revelation 21, in verse 8, He talks about those that's desiring to go on a journey, but they're not prepared for the trip. Amen? Everybody you talk to today, me and Brother Bill go out and visit, and there's not nobody there. Said, oh yeah, said I'm right there with you. Most times I say, yeah, Lord's good. Hey, yeah, I think I'm okay. Well, that always bothers me when they say, I think I'm okay. That pretty much means that I'm not okay. Amen? 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 He said, I believe they still got on the old garment. Amen? Need to get a new garment, praise God. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, talks about the garment that these folks have on that needs to be changed. He said, but the fearful, amen, those are afraid. Those are afraid. Amen. Do you ever get afraid? Are you afraid of dying? Are you afraid of the booger man? Are you afraid of life? Are you afraid of living? Are you afraid of failure? Amen. Are you afraid of the things of this world? God says, we don't need to be afraid, praise God, if we put our trust in Him. Amen. There's no use to be for a child of God to ever be afraid. Amen. We may be frightened. Amen. I get frightened sometimes when I ride with my wife. Amen. But I'm not afraid, praise God, because I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amen. Amen. She's a good driver, really. She's never crashed me. I can't say the same for me. I've crashed her. But the fearful, amen. Are you fearful today? If it is, it's because we need to change a garment and get rid of that garment of fearfulness. Amen. Trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, our Redeemer, praise God, the keeper of our soul. Why are we so fearful? Because we got that old fearful garment on. It's a garment of unbelieving. Amen. Those that's not believing the Lord. Those that's not trusting in the Lord. And we're still trusting in the flesh. Amen. Instead of trusting in what He can do for us as a great Lord and Savior this morning. Amen. We're still wearing that thing, that garment of fearfulness and unbelief. We don't really believe that God can do what He says He can. Amen. I want to say all things are possible with God. Amen. There's nothing that He can't do. Some people was talking about this past Wednesday night, I believe it was it. I said the Pope had made this statement. Made the statement that he believed in evolution. That God just, it wasn't just enough God to where He could have made everything. And that He's not everywhere all the time, so He couldn't take care of that He made. That He needs to read His Bible. Well, He needs to read a Bible. Amen. See, he believes he's the vicar of Christ, but I want to say, praise God, God Almighty, creator and sustainer of everything that we see. Amen. He believes in that Big Bang theory. That just bang and everything. But that don't work. Because you got to have something to explode in order for that to start. Amen. Something can't come out of nothing. Amen. These evolutions, we need to take them back to that and say, where did it start? Where did your Big Bang start at? Amen. Let me tell you where it started. God said, let there be, praise God, and bang, there it was. I'm talking about an awesome and almighty God who's always has been and always will be. Amen. If we're in unbelief still, praise God, it's because we don't believe. Amen. Fearful and unbelieving. And now notice the next one in this garment of that's defiled is abominable. Amen. They said to be fearful and unbelieving and abominable. You know what that word abominable means? Amen. Stony Fort Baptist Church, you know what abominable means? That word means hateful and hating. Amen. He said when you got hate and hatefulness in your heart, praise God, it's going to come out on you. Amen. What are you saying? I'm saying this is not part of the righteous growth that God gave us, praise God, to adorn to the world. Amen. Oh me, I have to chasten myself. I have to judge myself every day. So that this stuff don't come out on me. Amen. I'm not that man I used to be. And I will not let that come out. To the best of my belly, I'm going to hold it in. If I have to bite my tongue off, praise God, I'm going to try to say those things that'll uplift and edify. Amen. Amen. He said these abominable things that come out. These hurtful things that we say. That's part of that old garment that we need to put away. Amen. Need to put on that new garment, praise God. Lord, be more like Jesus. Amen. I don't care if it's me or you or ours, praise God. We need to change the way that we live and the way we think and the attitude that we have so that we can be a blessing and a help in these last days. Amen. Because he said that not only those that are hateful and hating, but he said murderers. Murderers. He said, well, preacher, I've never murdered, really. Bible said you've murdered in your heart if you've hated your brother without a cause. Amen. He said you've already committed murder in your heart if you hate your brother without a cause or your sister without a cause. He said, well, preacher, you don't know what they did to me. Amen. Yeah. Amen. But what did you do to them? Amen. I won't say this thing flows both ways. But God says if we get rid of that hatefulness, praise, that abominable spirit in our life, praise God, that murderous spirit in our life, praise God, these things won't happen in a child of God. Amen. But it's all part of that old robe that we wore. Man, we got to get rid of that. Me and you, everybody, all of us, we got to get rid of it, praise God. Cast it from us, praise God. Don't adorn it no more. Because when we do, we just give the devil the glory. Amen. Amen. He said not only abominable and murdered, but he said whoremongers. You say, well, preacher, we're not that. Well, what about chasing after the things of the flesh? Amen. When we start giving in to the desires of the flesh, praise God, we're whoremongers. We're doing those things that please the flesh. There's some things in this world, praise God, that we can't do because it pleases the flesh. Some things God tells His children of God, praise God, to abstain from. Amen. This is a shouting message, praise God. Amen. You're a child of God, praise God, and the Lord help you, praise God. It's something to shout about. God's helping you to change your garment, praise God, will you be looking good in the eyes of God. Amen. But those things that defile us, those things that, this fornication, this sex and relationships out of marriage, it leads to drugs and alcohol abuse and all these other things. He said we need to change our garment. Amen. Mortify the deeds of flesh. Put them to death. So we can move away from those things. And we move away from them, praise God. We leave them over here. That's true repentance. Leave them behind us, praise God. And get over here where God can bless us. One more time. Encourage us and lift us up, praise God. Instead of being so discouraged, this old courage of flesh will get you down, discourage you. But praise God, there's a God of encouragement there to help us today. We leave behind this stuff. He said, those sorcerers, you ever look at the almanac and all that stuff to see what your fortune style, all this stuff is for today? There's a lot of people go to it every day and get it in the newspaper and look and say, what I need to do? And they live on that thing. Amen. Praise God, I tell you, if you've got something you want to live by, praise God, it ought to be the best old King James Bible. Amen. It'll tell you the right way to go and help you get there. Amen. But these sorceries and idolaters. Idolaters, those that's got idols. I wonder how many of us got a garment on, praise God, puts a whole lot of things before God. Amen. So, preacher, I'd go to church, but, you know, I've got this I've got to do. Amen. God only asked us for 1/7 of our week. Amen. He gave us a Sabbath. He gave that for us. He give that for us a day that we can rest from our labors and we can come in, praise God, and allow the Lord to help us and build us up and encourage us, praise God, and give us what we need to stay in a good fight of faith. Amen. God did that for us, and we take it for granted. And He gives us opportunities to meet and be nourished and fed, praise God, and to draw closer to Him. Amen. But if we ain't careful, we shun those opportunities. Why do we do that? I think it's because we're still wearing that old robe of flesh. We're still wearing that old outfit, praise God, that we was born with. Amen. That outfit we was born with is full of sin. You say, well, preacher, a little old baby don't sin. Yeah, he does. He does this very next thing that they talk about here. Amen. He said, all liars. He said, well, preacher, a little baby don't lie. A little baby has to be taught the truth. Amen. A little baby, me and you have to be taught the truth, praise God. Because we want to believe a lie. But a lie will damn you. But he says, praise God, we got to teach them to tell the truth. These little fellas, man, they got a vivid imagination. They come up with some of the biggest tales. Amen. Hey, they tell things on mom and daddy. Amen. And if it ain't big enough for their imagination, they'll make it big. Why do they do that? Because we're all born, praise God, with a sin nature. And we're all apt to sin, but praise God, when we change our garment, we put on a new outfit, glory to God. When we get rid of that old man that we used to be, praise God, and get that new garment, we quit lying. Amen. Start telling the truth. Amen. That's what we do. He said, all these people shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. He said, this whole outfit that we used to wear, praise God. He said, listen, he said, it's full of fear and dread and sorrow, praise God. It just drags us down and down and down and down even more. Amen. He said, well, pastor, what do we got to do? We got to get rid of it. Amen. We got to get rid of it. He said, well, it ain't that easy. It is when you trust the Lord. Amen. When you get on your face, you say, oh, God, please forgive me, an old sinner. Help me to do better. Help me, Lord, to live right before you. Amen. Because these folks here, amen, they got that old outfit on and they'll not see heaven. Amen. They'll not make it in. Amen. You say, well, what change do we have then? We change our garment. He said, the Lord, just like He's going to change us, like He's going to make all this stuff new, praise God, He's going to make us new also. He wants to make us new men and women and children, praise God, even this very day. Begin to change us and mold us In Revelation chapter 19, he tells us about that. He says in verse 7, he said, "Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife hath made herself ready." Now a wife, the church is the bride of Christ. Amen? And right now we're outfitting ourselves. We're getting this is a getting ready place. Amen? We come to church, praise God, to get ready. To get outfitted, amen, for the glory world. For those days ahead, praise God, it's so magnificent. The authors of the Word of God couldn't even expound upon how great God and the kingdom of heaven is. Amen? But he said, when we begin to see this thing, he said, we begin to realize what God wants to do. He said, he's made his wife ready. He said, the wife hath made herself ready. Who's going to fix us up? We are. See, we have a responsibility to change our outfit, if you will. We have a responsibility, amen, to put away those old things, praise God, that all things may become new. Amen? Praise the Lord. He said in verse 8, he says, "And to her was granted." Now this is grace. "Now to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white." Amen? "For the fine linen is the righteousness of saints." That's that rightness of the children of God. He said, we take off that old garment that's defiled, amen, and that leads us in the wrong path, and we put on a robe of righteousness that leads us in the right way, in the right attitude to a right God. Amen. So that we can be delivered before Him, so we can come and approach God. The fine linen is the righteousness of the saints. We begin to put on that outfit, amen, that God gives. We get rid of the old outfit and we put on the new outfit. The new clothes, the new attire, amen, that changes the inside, praise God, so something comes out of the inside, praise God, and manifests itself to a lost and a dying world. They begin to see a change in me and you. Amen. I wonder how many of us people see a change in. I asked the church, I mentioned Wednesday night, if today was your last day on this earth, and they roll you up here by tomorrow, and they roll you up here in a little box, what would people have to say about you? Amen. What kind of life did you leave? Amen. What kind of testimony would you leave behind if you go out of here right now? Would people come, like Brother Brill said this morning, and say, "Boy, he sure loved the Lord." Amen. He sure dedicated himself. He sure kept the faith. Amen. She was a praying woman. She loved God. She loved her children, her family. She loved her church. Amen. She had a right relationship. Would they be able to say that about you? See, I want to say a lot of us, we make it hard on a preacher. Amen. Because you have to go back and dig, try to find something good to say. Amen. Why? Because the outfit's never truly been changed enough where we can see that new outfit on you. Amen. We ought to be, praise God, we ought to get rid of that old outfit, praise God, and get that new outfit on, glory to God, so that people can see the change in us. Amen. So we can desire it to folks around us. It'll make a difference. Wonder why our families ain't getting in, why they ain't getting saved. Huh? Because our outfit ain't good. Amen. They's not seeing a difference in our outfit. But praise the Lord, when the outfitter gets a hold of you, he makes a difference. The Lord says in this new life that we live, he said all the everything around us is going to be changed. That new heaven and new earth, amen, everything's going to begin to look different. Amen. When you get that new outfit on, get rid of that old one, praise God, that new outfit has you gives you a new outlook. You begin to see God in a whole different light. You need to begin to see heaven, praise God, in a different viewpoint. Realize, praise God, it's something to be gained, praise God, for a child of God. Something to